I could have called this episode Anchoring into the Rhythms of Autumn, and I promise there will be no reference to the letting go like the leaves story that is prominent within our current cultural landscape. But this episode is about more than that. It's about anchoring into and how the regenerative rhythms that surround us also support us. We can do that in any season, and I suggest for our own satisfaction, we do. I'm going to highlight some so obvious things that electricity and the phone in your pocket might have numbed you to noticing. We're going to remember the ancient forest. You'll get what I mean on today's Intuition for Changemakers episode.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you remember that a world on fire is also a world ripe for solutions? Do you feel committed to gorgeousness in your life, this world, and for those who inhabit our planet? Did you know that already inside of you, you have the perfect tool to help you navigate these times, adding positively to your life and the world? Friends, here is the great news. Intuition works at lightning speed, and you were born with it. It's the internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive brilliance for more than a decade. Join me each week on the Intuition for Changemakers show for true stories and tools that will inspire you to harness your intuitive birthright to heal, shine, tend, and nourish yourself and this world. Hello, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Today on the Intuition for Changemakers show, we are diving into anchoring into the sacred regenerative rhythms that surround us. But I'm going to start with a metaphor that is relative to my life by way of explaining and beginning. When I turned 29, I was living in Rollinsville, Colorado. The Continental Divide runs through Rollinsville, and there is one giant bar that's probably like 100 years old. I really don't know how old it is, but if memory serves, it is one of the oldest bars in Colorado. That's because the area used to be a mining hotspot. Now, no one knows it at all, and I hardly ever went to that bar, honestly. Rollinsville is just up the canyon from the more well-known Boulder, Colorado. In any case, one of my favorite birthday parties of all time unfolded magically that year, and two things were so magical about it. One, I didn't plan it at all. I went snowboarding with my dad and came back to a birthday party. I do not enjoy party planning, in case you gathered that. And the most magical element was that everyone who was there spontaneously started reciting poetry to me. Some made it up on the spot. Others had actually prepared something, which I think is, I can't exactly remember, but I think it's how the whole spontaneous poetry thing began. The poem that I remember most was written by my best friend at the time. What was so memorable to me about it was that he likened me to an old growth tree. I wish I still had that poem, but I think it has been lost to Kronos. Nonetheless, it is a theme that repeats itself in my life again and again. It is a metaphor that has often come to me in different ways throughout my life. One of myself being an ancient tree. For myself, most recently, meaning in the last year, I have felt myself as one of many trees in an ancient and sacred grove. And even though I live in a certain location, in time and space, on an island in the Puget Sound, to be more precise, I feel myself part of this ancient and sacred grove that also has roots elsewhere. It's hard to explain, a bit in the way that sometimes ethereal things are, but the forest isn't here where I live. It exists, and I am one of the trees. But I am also not there. It sounds a bit crazy, as the metaphors of our souls often do. Regardless, what is most prominent for me is this notion of myself being an ancient tree, tethered to, bound in, made up of sacred ancient rhythms, which cannot be forgotten. Even if they can be hidden, they cannot be forgotten because they actually surround us. In fact, we are made of them, even when we forget. Because we live in a world where we can scroll at midnight or turn on a light at any time of the day or night. This world where we can be and are in relation to the things that are available for consulting and providing information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It makes it easy for us to forget the ancient rhythms woven into our lives. Our body is made up of these rhythms. It needs to sleep at night and awaken during the day. For example, when we require healing or have gone through big upheavals or output, just like the autumn to winter, we need more rest. Even in our forgetfulness, the moon hangs overhead in her unstoppable cadence. She and the sun hold us in these ancient rhythms. The earth herself reflecting these measures in the seasons that surround us. The leaves on the ground at this time of year, the bounty of fruit that helps us prepare for the winter ahead. We are held always within these healing patterns. It cannot be otherwise. These ancient rhythms are something I have been reflecting on a lot lately because I just started my Solutionaries program. My program is unusual because it adheres us to ancient rhythms. We don't meet every other Wednesday, for example. We mark the moons. We meet basically every 2 weeks, but we do it on the new and full moon. Then we discuss the tools my students are learning for connecting to their own inner wisdom. And on the new moon, we meet again in the evening, where I guide us all in practicing what we are learning together. But most importantly, I guide us to making time and space to tune into our own inner wisdom, to to contemplate what the season has to offer us, to listen to the nudges of our own soul. I am proud of my program. It has become so rich that many of my alumni continue to circle with us each time a new program starts. For like a fifth of the cost of the tuition, they can continue on for another year, held within this rich container indefinitely, as long as it suits them. Pointed the whole year long at the practices that allow them to navigate their own lives, to listen to the wisdom of their own souls, even in this tumultuous world we live in. I have students who've been circulating, rotating with me for many years in a row. It's that rich. I'm actually not sure I'll be continuing it next year, though. Just that's kind of an aside, but current signs are pointing me toward other endeavors. So this might actually be my last year for Solutionaries. In any case, I designed the program this way because I feel called to this lunar rhythm. That has been true for me for several years. In fact, like as in most things, I heard the call before I understood how it would be or how I could reflect those lunar rhythms in my life. The ancient rhythms feel as though they are a part of me. They don't just call to me anymore. They are now woven into my life and days. In fact, I would say a turning toward these ancient rhythms is one of the three prominent themes that weave themselves through my work and teaching right now. And in times of distress, they point the way back to wholeness. Actually, they point the way toward wholeness all the time. In times of distress, they seem to amplify as the pathway that not only holds us, but also guides us to healing. They aren't the short line, meaning they aren't a quick band-aid. They are the weave of the long line. That's why I'm talking about them today, to remind you so that you can turn toward their healing cadence. And I promise we're going to dive in specifically to autumn today, as that is the season that this podcast is first being published in, but I wanted to remind you of the overarching theme too, the regenerative cycles, because the truth is these are available for us to rest in during any season, any moment, any day. I also think this attunement to regenerative and long line patterns is part of why, despite my feeling that people these days often want a quick fix, they want a month together or maybe 2 months together, I have continued to offer a container that holds us for a whole year, that holds us through every season. Because from where I'm sitting with my ancient tree bark, sometimes it feels like not only the only thing that really matters, but these long lines and rhythmic cycles also feel both like the solution and the path. When we are held within these rhythms, we can both relax and create great change and goodness. I think currently as a society, we are suffering from not only an exposure to intense amounts of trauma all the time. We know that the nervous system does not differentiate between something it sees on a screen or is exposed to via someone else and the things that happen to us in real life. But we are also suffering from a lack of understanding and leaning into the innate, nurturing, regenerative cycles of the planet around us. And so, for example, in my program with my students, each new moon, we not only gather to discuss the intuitive tools that they have learned, and for me to field questions and listen and learn from one another's experiences, but we gather in the evening to make time and space for our own wisdom. And during this moonly gathering, each time I sit us on the wheel of time. We talk about what is happening in the season right now, of the changes that we are experiencing from new moon to new moon, of the cycles that we might allow ourselves to lean into in order to be able to relax, in order to understand that we are held, in order to understand how we might do more with less as we go with the current of the season and the earth, instead of trying to make our own way alone against the flow. So on today's show, I wanted to offer you some ways that you might choose to anchor into the rhythm of the ancient sacred forests. And we'll talk about fall, as I said, and I will not be mentioning the only metaphor I usually see out there, which is about leaves and letting go. This is Aimée Cartier, and if you just joined us on the radio, you are listening to the Intuition for Changemakers show. Anchoring into these rhythms starts with recognizing the rhythm around us. Wild hint. Recognition is the beginning of pretty much everything. It's not hard. For example, the moon is changing day to day, just like a woman is when she is in her bleeding years. Her body is different from one week to the next, depending on where she is in her cycle, just like the moon is different from one day to the next. It was last month, and it will be next month until the day you die. In fact, it will keep going, even beyond the day that you die, that I die, that we die. Even if you ignore it, you cannot escape these rhythms. No matter what happens on Earth, we are held within these rhythms. Meaning, no matter what actions our human species have spurred or set in motion, no matter if we are standing on pavement with very little grass or spend all of our days inside, whether we are willy-nilly depleting resources and consuming without paying attention, or whether we are fed the lie of constant productivity, no matter, we are still held within these ancient patterns. We are held by the moon and the sun every day. We are actually anchored all the time by the planet below. I call her Mama Earth because she nourishes and provides for us all the time. Whether you usually recognize it or not, you are already anchored in that rhythm of replenishment and nourishment. You eat, you drink the water on her surface, whether it comes from your faucet or a bottle or a well, it's Mama Earth's nourishment. There is not a moment in your life in which this generous planet we live on will not be holding you up. Even if you're in an airplane, you are held within her atmosphere, tethered by gravity to her like a child to a full breast of nourishing milk. You cannot be alive without being within her bounty and care. We are also held within the seasonal rhythms. Of course, these are also related to the sun and its position to our location. But these seasons, they also show us the way. They show us the regenerative way. I was saying to my students the other day that one of the things I feel that I do with my work and my life, that I do as a member of the ancient forest, is adhere to a rhythm of spaciousness, is to notice and pay attention in actions to the sacred rhythms. You can do this too. You don't have to change everything overnight. I didn't either. You just start to shift slowly, incrementally, like a flower grows, like everything on the earth grows, incrementally noticing and taking opportunity where you can, where it is available. In fact, there is no rush. A flower does not rush the process. It's not like, I've got to get to the blooming stage. Why am I not at the blooming stage? Why? Oh, why? Pulling hair or roots out. The tree is not trying to short circuit fall so that it can get to spring. It's just doing the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. They grow as long as they can, too. The dahlias are still blooming in my yard. One of my great joys is delivering fresh flowers from my garden to the local library every week. I still have blooms from my yard. The stems are shorter, the colors are not as vibrant as they were in the height of summer. The blooms are smaller. Sometimes it's like a mini version of the same flower. But the flower persists until it is time. Some of them have already started rotting. Others are still giving life and beauty to myself and others. So when you return to the remembering of the sacred rhythm, you turn toward and notice the sequence. You mark the step you are on. You anchor into the season. You look around and notice what this season is about. You ask yourself how you might reflect that in your actions. So let's talk about the season we are in now, which, as I said, at the time of this original podcast publication, is autumn. Despite the thousands of memes with this message, autumn for the natural world is not just about letting go of the brightness and the boldness of summer blooms. It's not all about falling leaves. That is certainly a very mesmerizing and visually attractive part of the season. But I think even more prominently, autumn is actually about chaos, and it's about organizing and preparing. On the island where I live, there are fruit trees everywhere. You practically cannot go down a road right now without seeing the chaos of abundance gifted to us by this planet. Just in my driveway, pears and apples litter the ground and are hanging from the trees. The plums have just finished. We actually keep a rake on our sidewalk this time of year because daily raking up of the bounty is necessary so we aren't tracking in a floor full of squished fruit. organization of the bounty is necessary for living more easily. In this world, in this season, we can see that the trees have wildly and with abandon made sweetness for the creatures on this earth, in conjunction with the soil and the sun and the moon and the rain and the clouds and other creatures like the bees and the birds. The abundance is undeniable. There is a plethora of plenty designed to help sustain and nourish life. It's not random that the plethora comes just before the season of hibernation, just before the silent and internal rest time of winter. This time of year isn't just about falling leaves and the gorgeousness and the grief that comes when you complete something and make way for the silence that naturally and beautifully follows a completion. It's also about organizing the chaos of abundance. We make applesauce. We harvest squashes for use in the winter. And the bounty, it's not just for some, it's for all. You know that when you see fruit trees. It's not hierarchical. The abundance exists on every level for every creature, from the fruit flies who are swarming with excitement in our kitchen right now, to any human or raccoon or creature who happens by. My husband and I were in Costco not long ago, and he saw someone we know about to buy a bag of apples. And he was like, please do not buy those apples. Come to our house. We have more than enough apples to feed your family. He knows where these people live, so he actually started delivering them apples. After the second delivery, they were bringing over a raspberry jam that they had made from their summer berries. Are you noticing the flow of abundance here? My husband and daughter have been making jars and jars of applesauce. Actually, my daughter has been making sauce of every fruit we have in our yard. In the natural world, you see squirrels running around and collecting, and I suspect, like the humans, they are likely also organizing their supply. Harvests are being done in preparation for what lies ahead. The bounty of the earth is being collected for the silence that lies ahead. I think it's no accident that the squashes that store best for winter are among the last harvests of the season. It's so hopeful and gorgeous all at once. The hibernating animals are also undoubtedly organizing their winter digs, preparing and organizing for the winter ahead to create more life. The squirrels and hibernators need the bounty of autumn organized and in its place to ensure they might produce life in the spring. Are you catching the rhythm here? I'm sure you are. Seeing the circle that is, of course, hidden in plain sight around us. This isn't a secret. I am not telling you anything that the earth has not known for billions of years, but I am reminding us because we've got the blue light of our phones and screens to distract us away from the healing cadence that surrounds us. I'm in the ancient forest. I'm built out of the ancient forest, and I am pointing us to remember that you are a part of nature too. Just like the creatures without electricity, I'm spending time organizing our home right now, too. I've put up new lights in our house. I'm cleaning places that we haven't been noticing in the summer months because we're outside all the time. Or cleaning up spaces because the outside is inside our house all the time in the summer months, meaning all the windows and doors are open. I'm thinking ahead. I don't like to be frantic in December. I like to be in my pajamas. I like to go to bed early. I like to be horizontal more. I like to read quietly on the couch by the fire. So I'm already thinking of the gifts that I like to give at the end of the year. I'm thinking about this because I want to support myself, because I want to lean into the rhythms. I don't want to be shopping in December. I want to be wearing fleece pants and doing movie marathons with my family by the Christmas tree. I want to be knitting hats for my nieces. What is your December or winter ideal? It's time to start thinking of that. It's time to use the energy of autumn to start preparing for that. That's what the season is about, organizing the chaos, the abundance. Here is a secret, another one hidden in plain sight. When you follow the rhythms, you accomplish more with less. You ride on the energy of the rhythm like a sailboat on wind. Great news. You don't have to invent the wind. You just have to notice it and move with it. It will make you more effective. And I think more satisfied. Who doesn't want to move with ease? Because you know the vibe that ancient trees put out? They are like, we're good here. There's nothing to worry about. We can move through this storm. We've done it before. What's to be done now? Let's focus on that. Time to produce fruit. Time to go dormant. Time to grow new shoots. Time to bloom again. And again, and again, and again, the cycle goes. Isn't it just crazy to think we can forget that? It's so obvious when I point it out, right? The rhythm of the cycle, how regenerative it is, how it surrounds us, how it offers us the insight and the pathway every moment of our lives. Okay, so let's finish with a few questions in line with the way I've been finishing these episodes lately and how I also finished my Soul Notes series. And if you don't know about that, it is a completely free bite-sized audio experience that will guide you through story to your own inner wisdom about what is important for you in these times. You can download this at aimeecartier.com/soulnotes. You have 2 weeks to listen to it once you download it. And I will put the link for that in the show notes. Speaking of, I almost forgot, I also have a free download, like sort of like a coloring page, but also with some spots for doing your autumn organizing. And I will put a link to downloading that for free in the show notes as well. So either you can use it as, you know, coloring or like doing things like that that don't require a lot of thought are really useful ways to allow your brain to wander and to find the messages that you need for the moment. So it's both a coloring page and, as I said, it also has little spots for you to do your autumn organizing. in the vein that we've been talking about on this episode. Okay, link to that in the show notes as well. So let us finish with our questions. In what ways might I organize right now in order to support myself in the next season? Along that same line, understanding that we are harvesting and preparing right now for what is ahead, what is my ideal vibe of winter? This should shed light on ways to prepare, right? In what ways am I inspired to mark or remember the sacred rhythms for myself? If you want to share any of your revelations so that others might be inspired by your journey or insights, I personally would love to hear them. You have a few options for this. One, on your podcast app, when you click on the show episode, you'll see the words, send us a text. When you do, I get them. I would love to hear what you think. I cannot respond to you via this text, the podcast platform, but I may read what you share on the radio and podcast and give you a shout out. Number two, you can email me, amay@spreadingblessings.com. Or if you are already on my mailing list, you can just reply to the email you got about this show. Number three, you can also send me a message through my website, amaycartier.com. Friend, you matter. You are not alone. We are here together. As you are enough. All my love. Toodaloo.
This is Adelie Cartier, Aimé Cartier's daughter, maker of fruit sauces. Thanks for listening. Do you want to feel uplifted within the chaos and pointed toward what feels important to you? You can download my mom's free autumn organization coloring organizing.
Okay, just go with it.
Take two. This is Adelie Cartier, Aimé Cartier's daughter, maker of fruit sauces. Thank you for listening. Do you want to feel uplifted within the chaos and pointed toward what feels important to you? You can download my mom's free autumn organizing coloring page or her soul notes. They are free for you. You got this. You'll find the links in the show notes. Per usual, you can find out more about my mom and her work, her classes, scheduling a reading. Put yourself on her schedule. All at amaycartier.com. Talk soon.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.